Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jolly.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Absolutely.
What's going on, Jesse?
Wow. Well, I'm coming in hot. Hot off the press. Let me explain this to you, okay?
Yeah.
Last night, around 6:30, I said, first of all, I had a great day yesterday. I said, I'm walking around. I'm treating myself. I'm on the detox. What does that mean? It means I'm buying a vase that looks like a zebra. Great. I do that. I have a real trot in my
step. I knew you were on the detox. I can always tell.
There's a little something exciting. And then I say, okay, I have a zebra vase. I needed that. Now I'm going to get chicken. I'm going to get veggies. I'm going to cook myself a healthy little meal. I go, ooh! So I'm cooking a healthy meal. Cook. Then I'm watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which is, I'm having the time of my life. I am like, do I become a first, do I take that life? It's a pause, but it's something I'm just wondering about as I flail. Then I said, Jesse, what's so great is that you are going to take this night. You're going to make it your own and you're going to be so great. So it's like, 8:30, 8:45, I say, you know what? I'm taking a bath and then I'm going to bed early. And I said, bitch, you better. So I'm in the bath, bubbles, salt, you name it. I'm soaking, I'm relaxing. Now it's 10:20, 10:30, okay? I'm getting in my bed. I'm like cozy. And I say, good night. And my brain says, not tonight.
Your brain seems like it's still pretty wired up today, to be honest with
you. It is wired.
I'll have what she's having. Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah. So then at like 1 a.m., I was like, okay, things have backfired. Things have not worked out the way we thought. I will be popping 2 melatonin. So I pop 2 melatonin. And then at 5:30, as the birds are chirping, I say, my God, did I sleep till 10:30? I must have, because I feel weird and rejuvenated. Then I see it's 5:30. I go, no, this is not what we signed up for. We were going to try to sleep. I at least try to get 8 hours. And then I say, well, now it's 5:30 and I'm up. So now it's 5:30 and up. I'm up. I'm walking around. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm making coffee. I do make breakfast. I'm like walking around. I'm trying to update things. Can't figure anything out. I'm watching Below Deck and I'm like, why are you up right now?
What's happening? I feel like I'm worried about you, Jesse, right now.
I feel really.
You
I'm
seem
not
like pleased. Moira in the Schitt's Creek episodes when she comes back from Bosnia.
I feel like her then. I really do. I'm nervous because I know me and I know I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. That's not good. Es no bueno. So I go, am I going to nap later? How does one fix? How does one?
I don't know. I had a pretty manic day yesterday.
What'd you
None
do?
None of the clothes that I got to wear for this wedding in Spain fit right.
No. The same thing happened to me for the wedding I have next week. Oh, no. So what are you going to do?
The $200 shoes that I ordered didn't fit even at all.
Why do shoes, I'm like, you're the only thing that if I order it in the size.
I know.
That's illegal. Okay.
So I went on a wild goose chase to find all new clothes, new shoes.
Okay.
I was
new
like
personality.
Packing and stuff, trying to get done all the things I have to get done. I have so much to do. I'm tired today.
You're tired. You're flying on a red eye.
I'm flying. I'm taking the red eye tonight. I'm going to Spain for 5 days.
Maybe it's good you'll be tired on the red eye because maybe you'll fall asleep on the plane. No, unfortunately, no.
Famously, I'm very self-aware on planes that I'm the fat person on a plane.
Oh.
And it like gives me anxiety.
Well, that's just terrible. And I.
It's like an annoying, I don't know why. I feel like I'm getting more and more. Like, I'm not even, like, anxious, just, like, in general, I feel like I'm not, like, my confidence levels are going the opposite direction.
Okay, we've done too much work to go forward to go back. You're a badass bitch, and you've got to remember that, A. B, the thing is, on a flight, everybody's angry. That's so important to remember. You could be dressed as, you know, and I have sometimes dressed as a peacock and nobody's laughing on a plane.
No.
No one finds it funny. I've had streamers. I've had champagne. I've done birthday necklaces. People are angry on planes. One time this woman was trying to switch with us because she wanted to sit with like her husband and, or whatever. And then this, and I thought everyone was going to kill each other. And it was like not even that complicated, but flight attendants on a plane, you get one strike, you're out. People on a plane, if you look at people in the wrong way, you're out. People are aggressive. Getting off a plane, I'm like, where did humanity go?
I'm like, do you know that one time?
Where'd it go?
One time I had a seat. Let me tell you this fucking story. I had somehow like all of the bins are full. And you know what it is? I think they close the things so people don't put them in the front bins. Yep. But I was in the front and I thought they were closed because they were full. I never had flown so far up before. So my suitcase is back. By the time we land, everyone's popping up.
Oh, no.
So I like try to scurry on back to get my luggage. And this girl's like, it's not going to work. And so I just literally had to wait until half the plane deboarded.
God, why are people like
and
that?
And the makes flight no attendant sense. Like got my thing for me. God bless him.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I just fucking hate flying.
Yes. So just remember that the anxiety that you have, you might be targeting it outwards that you're thinking everybody is mad at you, but everybody is mad at being on an airplane.
Yeah. I just hope. I'm you know what I mean? I don't know why I think it's because it's such a quick turnaround. We have to like find ways to this little village, take COVID tests. Yeah. It's like such a fucking nightmare. But who knows? Maybe I'll get stuck in Spain.
Yeah. Oh, traveling isn't easy. Anybody who says it is right now hasn't been traveling because it's not easy. And traveling's always stressful. I don't know who isn't. I don't get people who aren't stressed traveling. Like I literally don't get it. I need like 4 days of recovery, 2 days of prep. Like,
yeah, we'll see.
I forget. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you are going. You're going. And you got an outfit?
I got an outfit. Well, again, I'm like, it fit yesterday. Who know fucking knows if it'll fit on Saturday?
Sure, sure, sure.
It's,
yeah. It's up in the, yeah, it's, you've got, okay. So you know what? It might be good for you to go just to remember who you fucking are, you know?
Yeah.
Which is incredible and sliving. And then this anxiety will just go away.
Yeah. I don't know. Usually I like feel.
Yeah.
As long as I'm like feeling myself, I'm like, but you know, when you're just like not feeling yourself.
Boy, do I.
So we'll fucking see. I'm like,
boy, do I. I get agitated. I start to notice I get agitated. Somebody just called me earlier and I was like, why the fuck would they call me at 10:15 in the morning? And I was like, and no text after, just saying like, hey, whatever it was, blah, blah. I go, what? And I call them back and I say, what is your purpose? What is your problem? And then my friend was like, I just missed you. And I thought, what? Why am I?
Yeah.
This is the manic part. You see, this is where I'm now. And I go, hey, Jesse, hey, what? You got to calm it down. You got to take it down a few notches. And you got to realize that some people are just checking in to be kind and no one's out to get you.
Yeah. Listen, it'll do it to you.
It'll do it every time.
But anyway, what's going on with you besides running around like a chicken with its head chopped off?
That's me. Well, I am manic. Thank you very much. What else is happening with moi? Let's see. I also, similar to you, I ordered 3 dresses that I was going to rent to wear to what's it called the night before the wedding?
Why rehearsal can't I dinner? Remember?
Rehearsal dinner. First of all these dinners and events, every name is insane. I can't keep up. I don't understand the purpose. But anywho, the rehearsal dinner, I said, you know what? I'm going to rent something. I rented 3 dresses. All of them didn't work. None of them.
Well, why not?
Okay, so one of them was too tight, which we love. Absolutely adore. And I knew I should have gotten a size up, but they didn't have it. And I thought I could maybe squeeze. And then the answer was no. I mean, one moment of relaxation too hard and I'm busting out of that dress. And my dad's across the table and I don't want that for anyone.
Yeah.
So that was a no, even though that was my favorite dress. Okay, now we're moving on to the second dress, which was like a little bit of a risk. And it did come and it looked like a tablecloth. It was either going to come and look like absolute like silk chiffon, like who is she, or a picnic basket tablecloth. And it was the latter. And so that was disappointing. I said, I can't show up like this.
That's how I was saying this yesterday. I'm like, never have I ever pictured what an outfit's going to look like. And then it looks like that.
No, I can't order online. I don't know what sick bug comes into my head that says, you know your body. And then I go, you're right. And then I order online and almost 100% of the time, nothing works.
Yeah, I can count on like one hand the one time something worked exactly how I wanted. And it was like that Christmas, that drag Christmas outfit with the spikes.
Yeah, I love that.
That fit and looked exactly like I thought it would in my head. And it stands out to me in my head because of that reason.
Wow. Yeah. I
got like a big, like sage green blazer for this wedding.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'll get it in a woman's because they don't have the color I want in men's. I'll just get this like oversized. Let me tell, if you wore it, it would look cute because it would be oversized and like give the look that I look like Chris Farley in his mother's coat. nothing fits.
I think nothing. Tops are really hard. I'm like pants sometimes, but most of the time tops or dresses or honestly jackets, anything that I don't understand shopping without trying on. I understand the logic. Some people, I guess, just know their body and their body doesn't change. But my tits change size throughout the month like 8 times. They're just constantly growing and changing, shrinking, getting anxious, getting insecure, going back in, getting confident, popping back out. It's like no one can keep them in check. Not in the summer. They're out. They have a mind of their own. And then I guess my ass is doing the same thing. I can't keep track of any of it.
I have some bonus pants. Just in case.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just in case there's
a split. That's smart. Always bring a backup. Always bring a backup.
And then, yeah, it's just, it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be fine.
It'll be good.
I've decided. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. This is my new decision. I'm going with my friend Bailey.
Yeah.
And she's also my boss at Virgin.
Love that.
So like I have a bunch of shit to finish for Virgin today. Due to her, but like we're just gonna go over it at the airport.
Great.
But I'm like, listen, this is my thing. I'm choosing to release.
Yeah.
And just I'm going into a cruise mentality. Famously, I'm like, listen, time doesn't exist.
No.
It doesn't matter when I sleep. It doesn't matter when I drink. It doesn't matter how much I drink. It doesn't matter what I eat. It doesn't matter how much I eat.
I'm a fish. Yes.
I'm a goldfish. My memory, 3 seconds.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm going to fucking make out with anyone who tries.
Yes. Bitch, live in the present. Forget anything else.
I'm going to try so hard to live in the present. I'm going to try.
I love that.
If
you're ever having trouble, pinch yourself. And say, be like, get back in here. Get back in here.
I prefer
to
be in this punch moment. Myself in the face.
Whatever works, you know?
We got a nice hotel. So, like, we're going to Madrid Wednesday night and Thursday night.
Okay.
And then Friday is when the bus takes us to the town,
Village,
which is called Pedraza.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, I mean, Bailey and I were booking only like a week ago did we book this hotel. And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of willing to spend for comfort here.
Yes.
And she was like, fuck yeah, me too. And so, I mean, we got like a nice hotel in Madrid.
I love that. Are you guys sharing a room or across from each other or something?
Sharing a room.
Okay, I love that too. That's what could be more stunning.
No, I mean, we've shared rooms before on like trips. It'll be fun. So yeah. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be great.
And then, yeah, what? I'm like, I just need to fucking relax.
Yeah, you're going to live in the present. This isn't your wedding. You're a guest. You're just coming for fun. You're a literal morale.
I don't have to give anyone anything.
Nothing. You don't have to give a speech. You don't have to be in the pictures. You just get to live in the moment and eat all the food that everybody forgets to eat. And that's your job as a guest. You go, you paid this money. I'm going to eat the food you paid for. The shrimps are coming and I'm circling the waiters with them. Circling like a vulture. Okay.
I hope they're shrimp.
I hope they're shrimp for you as well. Like for me, I'm always like, where's the seafood? Is there cheese? What do we have here? Are there hors d'oeuvres? Always good.
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres are always
good. Hook me up with all the shellfish, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't want to be any shellfish, but I really hope there's a lot of seafood.
Absolutely. Me too. It's going to be great. Tell me all about the food, or at least take pictures of it.
What else is going on?
For me? Mm-hmm. Well, so the dresses came. That was a no-go.
How was your weekend last weekend?
Yes. So, well, and here it is. Honestly, yeah, I have a boyfriend.
What?
It is funny, and that's what's sad.
No, it's not funny. It's just...
I know.
You know, I didn't see this one coming.
Who would?
Especially because I haven't met him yet.
Well, do people... Okay, let me explain something to you that I realize. I don't even understand what steps are for... I don't know what steps are. I don't know what the steps are with, like, exclusive to relationship to, like, when do friends meet people? When does that happen? I don't know.
I don't know. I think when you're saying this is my boyfriend, that's when that happens.
Okay, yeah, so...
Some people even before that. Some people actually, I think, are just comfortable in...
Yeah, I guess they're not, like... if my friend's like, I liked him, what happened? I'd be like, oh, he disappeared. But yeah, so...
Wait, so is there stories here, or...
I mean, essentially, like, pretty much when I, like, talk to him, he just went zero to boyfriend, and then he just, like, was, like, he's my boyfriend.
Did he introduce you as his girlfriend to his friends?
No, so his friends, I was just, like, I think... One of his friends even said, this is like him and his lady friend. And I thought that's a respectful way to say it. But then later on, he brought it up.
What did you say?
I panicked immediately, I think, in my head, because I went, wow. And then I went, actually, I don't know what that I essentially that's what I was looking for. So, yeah, that's fine. And he said partner first, which I thought was sweet.
Really? That's annoying. I hate when straight people say partner.
Hey!
Because people say it and I'm like, wait, is he gay? He's saying partner.
I just think like when you get to a certain age, is it embarrassing to have? I don't know. I just think, I thought that was cute. And then he was like, or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. And I was like,
I feel like right now, partner is way too strong of a term.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't even know. I feel like partner is
like, that's my partner in life.
You and me. We're gonna be partners. You and me. Yeah, I hear
you. Did you sing that to him?
I think I told him, I was like, tomorrow I'm gonna be like, morning, partner. And then he said, I will break up with you if you do that. And I thought, I respect that. I really do.
What if you get married?
What if
Isn't it crazy to think you could be getting, but like soon.
Okay.
Let's plan it. If he's listening, he's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I know. It's humiliating because I even told him, I was like, you can listen to this podcast if you want. So if you're listening, my boyfriend, you know who you are.
I didn't mean any offense. I didn't mean any offense. I think saying partner is a very
cute
thing to do.
He's cute. I really do. I'm like excited and I really like him. So
wow.
I know. And he's coming over tonight and I'm making dinner again. So hopefully he doesn't get me at my absolute most manic. And if he does, he has to accept me this way too.
Well, yeah, maybe try to tone it down just a smidge.
I'm going to try to tone it down a smidge, but I don't even know if I can.
What are you making for dinner?
That's the other thing about me, which is I would never, I mean, don't say that, Jesse. Don't say never, but I mean, when I think about like things that I'm good at, I would not put cooking on the table if I weren't on a detox where I literally can't go out or eat certain foods.
When is the detox over?
It's over, I think, this weekend. So that's nice. But anyhow, so tonight, I've never made steak before is what I realized last night after I bought steak. But I'm going to try to do a steak stir fry with like cauliflower rice and like peppers. It could be really good.
It could be.
It really could be.
Steak is tough.
The opportunity's there. Is it?
Well, are you cutting like a stir fry steak?
It's cut up.
Oh, it's already cut up.
It's already cut
you
up.
You bought like the pre-steak stir fry stuff?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's you'll like, be fine.
I think I'll be fine. I mean, it'll be the best. You know, I'll try my best.
Are you going to throw a green in there? You need something else.
Oh, really? Like a spinach?
Like I feel like asparagus. Maybe like a broccoli or an asparagus. Yeah.
You think asparagus on the side?
No, I would just cut it up and mix it right in.
Oh, mix it right in. I could also...
Here's what you have to do, okay?
Okay, how?
The cauliflower rice I've never made. What is it? In a frozen bag? Like Trader Joe's?
No, it's... No, I got it like it's freshly cut.
Okay, how do you cook it?
Okay, so I have a wok.
It's cooked already, right? Like the cauliflower?
No. I don't think it's cooked. I have to cook. But I just like put it... I throw everything in a wok normally and I pray.
No, me... I love it. Listen, stir fries are my fave.
Yeah,
but the trick
like,
is
oh, okay,
timing.
What's the trick? That is the trick. So, that's the part I think I'm worst at. Okay?
You want to start with the steak. Get that brown, okay? Get a nice brown on it. And because it's already a stir fry, it's not like you're going for a medium rare or any shit like that.
No.
It'll just, you know. So just I would do that. And then I would add the asparagus.
Oh.
Because it takes longer to cook.
Oh, God.
Than the pepper. Okay. Well, peppers. I like my peppers lightly cooked so that they still have a little
crunch.
Crunch to them. Is it just like sweet bell peppers?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to overcook veggies because that's when you take out all the nutrition.
Oh.
You'll be fine. Don't listen to me.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be just a gamble. And it's going to be essentially what I always do is say, here's dinner. What I like to do is throw spicy mayo and some guacamole on it and anything tastes better.
You love spicy mayo.
I have an addiction to spicy
but you
mayo.
Can't be eating that tonight.
I can. I have a certain spicy mayo that is approved. That's detox approved. It's like made of cashews or something weird.
Oh, gross.
It's still good and it's my favorite.
I'm not a I don't mind a spicy mayo.
You don't like spicy mayo?
Can I be honest? There's something about it that like just makes my stomach feel off immediately.
Wow.
And so that's why.
Do you like mayo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do.
It's the spice part.
Also, I don't speak Spanish, I just realized.
Yeah, well, you can... Hola is a good base.
I mean, I, like, can understand enough.
Okay, that's great.
But...
Like in Madrid, there's going to be people that speak English.
What did you do in Portugal?
Portugal? A lot of people speak English.
I haven't been to a non-English speaking country in years.
Yeah.
like years and years and years.
You learn like one or two phrases. I learned abrigato, which is thank you. And what's really cool is when you have your mask on and you walk in somewhere and they just see like your, I have dark hair. So they're always like, they always said hello to me in a different language. And then I go, hi, how are you? And they'd be like, oh, hi.
In Portuguese, you mean?
Well, they would sometimes say hola. Like they would guess your, sometimes they'd say ciao if they think I'm Italian.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people in different countries speak multiple languages, especially like if you work. Yeah, it's true.
I have never heard that.
Have you heard of like bilingual? It's like something people
bisexual.
Say when it's like, yeah, it's similar.
But with, instead of genders, it's.
It's languages.
Got it.
So yeah, there are people that just speak like in Portugal, there was like menus with like 8 different languages of the menu on it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It'll be good. I don't know why I get so stressed out. I didn't used to be this way.
I stress every single time I travel. I don't know how else to travel.
I used to be like carefree adventurer.
Wow.
It's,
what time do you get to the airport? Let me ask you that.
At some point, I was a carefree adventurer. I don't remember when.
Like in college?
I was like an exchange student in high school.
Where did you go?
Germany.
What?
Yeah.
Do you speak German?
I did then. I spoke enough. I took it for like...
You lived in Germany in high school?
Only for like a month.
I think that's so brave.
It wasn't even a month. Probably like 3 weeks, three plus. It was, I like took it from seventh grade until I graduated high school.
Wow.
But I don't know. Even then on that trip, I was not carefree. I'll tell you that. I was like, I want to get the fuck home.
Yeah. Wait, so when were you carefree?
I guess
Did
I never was.
In college? Okay, it was more a state of mind even.
I guess I used to dream about traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for.
That's the truth.
And I think I have to go to LA in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and that's stressful.
And I might
traveling.
Be going to Mexico in a couple weeks after that, too. I'm like, see, but like, these are all such good things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why do I get stressed out about it? This is amazing. I feel, I think, like, I need to just get over things. Because I'm like, now I feel guilty that I feel stressed out about such stupid things.
Okay, I think you just got to be easier on yourself. Like, not beat yourself up if you are stressed or if you're not. Just be like, okay, how can I make myself feel better about whatever I'm doing? And then be like, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a great time. Because you know why? I've got Mia's company.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the problem.
Because in college, I traveled for 40 days with one of my friends. Yeah, just like around. And honestly, I was carefree. I was poor as an oar. I mean, we were sleeping. It was so fun though. And I just was like, this is what life's about.
Where'd you go?
So my friend met me in London. Then we went to Paris. Then we went to Greece. Then we went to, Amsterdam and Belgium. And then we went to throughout Italy for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I kind of felt a little carefree during it.
Yeah, that must be nice.
I'm pretty carefree when I travel with someone else because they'll be like, what do you want to do? And I normally default. Like, I'm just like, where do you want to go? I'm like, I mean, sometimes I know, but most of the time I'm happy to go anywhere, do anything. And then when I'm there, I'm like, ooh, let's do the, I love slow days of wandering. That's my favorite way to travel.
Yeah. I like things chill.
Chill. I'm not here to get in line to look at a ceiling. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not my vibe.
No. Totally. So yeah, we will see.
We shall see.
What are you doing this weekend? What do you have going on?
This weekend? Just...
Oh, do you have a wedding this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's next weekend.
When are you leaving?
Thursday. So this weekend / this whole week, I'm just mentally sharpening and getting myself ready to just travel. See, I'm preparing to travel.
Yeah.
and because I know I get a little stressed. I'm wondering if I'll be able to pull together an outfit or two. I will. I like the pressure. And then, yeah, I mean, then I'm going to go fly and get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be there, you know.
And then you'll be there.
I'll be wherever there is. And that's where I'll be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's same as me. I'll be there.
Like, I'll be there. I was thinking about this the other day, too. And I'm like, bathing suits. Here's the thing. Never in my life did I ever buy a bathing suit. It was like bathing suits were given to me when I went to events that had swimming. And I would go, I don't have a bathing suit. Mm. And then someone would be like, you can borrow this, or you should just have a bathing suit, or like something with a bathing suit. So I just never like had a bathing suit because I never wanted to go bathing suit shopping. And even now, it's not that I don't want to go bathing suit shopping. I just have trouble justifying the amount of money bathing suits are to maybe wear them like twice. Like, when am I don't know, but I'm like, then when I do think about the idea of like going to the beach or like having a day to swim, I'm like, I wish I had like a bathing suit look. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I don't
like a bathing suit. I don't think that's going to be any secret.
I don't think anyone like, I don't
some
think
people
anyone
like bathing
likes a,
suits.
Really? Yes. Okay, maybe some people
there's
do.
Some people that love
some people
bathing
like
suits.
They love a bathing suit. Yeah,
there are.
Yeah. Wow.
Psychos, but there are.
Psychos, like, I don't know.
I hope that maybe I'll meet my Spanish husband this weekend.
I think it's possible.
You know, I have two friends marrying people in other fucking countries. Where's my Prince Charming?
I think he's in Spain.
Yeah, probably in a Spanish prison, and I'll never.
No. He could be at the wedding as a guest. He could be an onlooker in the field.
Well, here's the thing is that like,
okay,
the wedding is like an all weekend event. Because this village,
that's
good. Because also, like, everyone's traveling. So, like, Friday, there's, like, a big event.
Yeah, to know you, welcome
to. And it's, like, a whole, like, drunk thing. And the wedding doesn't start until then. Like, the next day, the event doesn't start until 5 p.m. because of, like, recouping
time.
They
want you to be, yeah, absolutely.
So.
And then you'll see the people again. The people.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, this is my wife. She flew in this morning. And I'm going to be like, oh, okay.
Why did we make out last night?
And he's like, she's cool with that.
Oh, I love
and I'm
that.
Like,
what a fun couple.
She can watch.
She can absolutely watch. She could tag team. Who knows? No, I don't know.
There's something about the female form.
That just grosses you out.
It doesn't gross
that.
Me out. It's a beautiful thing. I just don't sexualize it.
I just don't want it. Yeah, I get that. What if they're in a bathing suit?
No, I'm like, that's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think I've ever thought I want to like have sex with her.
Okay.
You know?
I do know.
I don't know that well... I guess some men, I'm like, I would like to have sex with them. But usually I'm just like, I wonder what their arms feel like.
Honestly, I'm the same way. My brain is very PG. I'm always like, I'm always like, I want to kiss him. That's I always want to kiss him and like touch his shoulder.
But I'll
but I'm
say,
never like, I want to fuck that dude.
What comes out of my mouth is like, I want him to sit on my fucking face. But what I mean is right. Like... I want to date
forehead
him slowly until...
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Can I tell you, I went to Burlington Coat Factory yesterday, and it is the absolute worst place in the entire fucking world.
Wow. First of all, what a throwback. Second of all, what's Burlington up to?
Not much. If hell has a venue,
yeah.
It's Burlington Coat Factory in New York. It was like just awful. It's like a garage sale, but in like a huge rooms. It's just like the most poorly designed,
gross.
Poorly managed, poorly, like everything about it is terrible.
Listen, I feel this way about Nordstrom Rack, and people get mad at me, but I'm like, Nordstrom Rack is a free for all. It makes me feel like I'm at like a wedding event where I'm going to fight over a dress.
Yes.
And I don't like that feeling. And then the worst is when the designer section, which I like to look at, and the way that they have it, which everything's chained up, like where animals going to just rip this boot and run. And then it's like they only have one boot out. They don't have any other sizes. And it's always a size 5 shoe, which I'm like, where is Cinderella? And she shops here.
Well,
like,
I
don't even
ask.
Understand. No, if you ask, they're like, that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the designer section, they're like, that's it. And there's like Ed Hardy, which I'm like, if Ed Hardy's about to make a comeback, I can't.
That's size 5
shoe with designer, like designer stuff. They just get like, I think designers say, oh, this is the excess. And then Nordstrom Rack and maybe the other places go to this like, it's an illegal event, okay, where they just throw you in a room and they say, grab as much as you can. And so the people at Burlington and Nordstrom Rack are like, I got this shoe, one of them, and I got this in a 5. And they're like, throw it on the floor, chain them up, let's go.
Yeah. Listen, if someone is a sample size and they still dress poorly,
that's on them.
That, like, I'm like, you are, if I was smaller.
You imagine.
Like, it would be over for everyone.
Right.
Like, the strategy it takes to dress well as a person of size, and then these sample size hoes.
Okay, but here's the thing. You got to think about the fact that, like, sample size, whatever, it's like the clothes wear them. Like, we wear the clothes because we have curves and we've got body, yaddy, yaddy. And it's like, I mean, what I don't like is that designers normally have a lot more of the small sizes than the large sizes, which I'll never understand for the life of me, because how come anytime there's a sale, you could just clean up, because anyone who's like a normal size shops and then it's like a free for all.
Yeah.
Now we're at the dungeon sale ripping each other's eyes out.
It's not for me. Let me ask you.
So where did you get your clothes? Yeah.
Not there.
No, not there.
What was I going to say?
You're like, let me ask you.
What would your wedding dress look like?
Absolutely.
Not that you're getting married. Do you want me to start with mine?
Of course. I mean, I have like 18 dresses in mind.
Oh.
Not really.
Mine is as big as possible.
Oh, I love that.
Like, I want it to be, train, but like, like ball gown, like,
chugga,
like huge,
massive.
There's not enough tool in the world to pack under what wedding dress I would want to wear.
Your wedding party is actually a reveal once you get up.
Yes.
You lift your skirt.
And everyone scurries.
Everyone scurries to their side.
Yes.
I love that. I think that's stunning.
That is so...
What color is it?
It's off-white.
Okay. I respect that.
Cream. Like the color of Carrie's dress in that episode of Sex and the City when...
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
In the Vivian Westwood dress.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. Sleeves, maybe fringe. Who knows? Maybe I'll be a bride with fringe. Have you ever heard?
Wow. Why not?
Right? I'm already wearing a dress and I'm not marrying anyone, so who cares?
Yeah, let's go. Fringe, sequins, sparkles, glitter,
yeah.
Boots.
Do it all.
Spikes, heels. You're there. I'm there. We're doing it.
I want all of it.
I want it all. I love that.
I want it all. I want the whole world.
Yeah.
Is that the lyrics?
For me, I really think my dream would be, okay, I either want to do a white, my wedding is like white and black themed.
Okay.
And then I'm the only thing in color.
Oh, that's a statement. What color?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what color because I'd have to find the dress, you know? But I could see it being like a corset top because I just fucking love when the tits are held like that and the waist is snatched.
Yeah.
I could see myself with like an off the shoulder type thing. And then the bottom is doing work, yeah. But I'm not sure what exactly, but just stunning. Everybody cries when they see, everyone's sobbing. It's like there's sniffles all around. Everyone is losing their shit.
I also,
you know what
can
I mean?
Say, I, a lot of brides and bridesmaids, and no offense if you're one of them, love to wear their hair down these days.
Interesting.
I love an updo. I'm like, serve me an updo.
Oh, see, I would definitely have my hair down.
Serve me an I love updos.
What? Where? It's like an updo. I'm like, where am I going? Like, I always think of an updo. Like, I wear my hair up when I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to shower. Like, my hair goes up. Like, I'm not doing it when I'm, like, presenting myself. Maybe I need to change
that. I don't know.
But
I love, like, a styled updo. Maybe, like, a tendril in the front.
I love a, like, half-up look.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know. I think the dress will dictate the hair to me. Like, if there's a lot of detail on the top, then I'm like, well, the hair has to go up because, like, we have to see the detail.
Yeah.
But if I've got clavicle out, then it's like, well, the hair's got to come as well. I don't know. My hair is like the last thing I'll worry about.
That's a mistake.
Okay. I
know you like to think your shit don't stink, but
you know, weddings are like, sometimes you go to weddings and they feel like silly or like a lot of money. I don't know who I'll be when I'm a bride. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of that. I really don't know.
Well, I didn't mean to send you down into a spiral here. I just thought it'd be a fun dress conversation.
Yeah. Will you have a dress change?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Out of like five.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I would probably have one that, like, I revealed right after they said, you may now kiss the bride.
I
would turn around.
It's a Broadway-style look.
I turn around and, like,
let it go.
Exactly.
Like, we pull. Yeah, hell yeah.
It comes off and I'm in, like, a very fun fucking.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And I'm like, let's party!
Yeah, that's so fun.
And then I'm in a different outfit for the entrance of the at the reception.
Yeah.
And then, of course, something else for the after party.
Absolutely. For the after party, it's got to be different. If my husband doesn't sob when he sees me, I'll wait.
See, that's a lot of pressure. Sometimes when I go into things where I'm like, oh, this is going to make me cry, I don't cry.
That's true. I think I'll cry. I guess I don't really know. Honestly, I know me and I'll know I'll be nervous to have to walk. I don't know why walking is always the most stressful thing I could ever have to do, especially in heels or like whatever this dress is.
Yeah, because you could
fall.
Well,
if people are watching you walk, that's the thing. And maybe I'll come up with a system where I'm standing on sort of like a low cart with wheels.
What about those things that like zip along that you stand on?
Yes.
And they like, do you know what I'm talking about? They were like really popular for a while and they're not anymore. They were.
Oh, you mean like a
hoverboard. A
oh.
Like, were you know those things that people
absolutely,
would stand
yeah.
on and they were motorized?
They had them on the side. Yeah, the sidewalk. You're always like, what is your problem?
I haven't seen those in a while.
I think because everyone hated them and was like, what are you? And then because they're like $2,000 too.
You would think that they would like make them better.
You would think that. But no, they didn't. Either that or, you know, at the airport, you can get on those things that move.
Yeah, like the walking.
Yeah, the walking yeah. thing. So I could also have that.
Yeah, maybe. I think it would be hard to install that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it depends.
But listen, it's your wedding, so do
it. It's my wedding. I'll do it the,
you
way I want. I really will.
But all right, guys, listen. It's a bit of a short one today, but I have so much
I
have to do. Jesse is probably either going to pass out or write a book.
I might write a novel today.
Yeah.
How exciting would that be? And next week, we're going to start releasing the new Patreon content. So run, do not walk over there because, Chris, tell them all the exciting things.
You guys, Jesse, I think you can tell us the exciting things.
That we're going to have video. Like, imagine today, obviously, we weren't prepared to record and we're not dressed up. we both look a little disheveled. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'll speak for myself. I've got a bun, you see. But whatever. For $5, you get a video episode, an episode with video and a bonus episode. For $10, you get, I think.
I'm going to let you do this.
Oh,
I know.
God. What do you get? Okay. Do you get two videos?
Well, guys, no. If, unlike Jesse, you have access to the internet, you can go to patreon.com/middlechildren and see all the exciting things we have.
Yeah.
Videoed, bonus episodes, high episodes, you name it.
Hallmarks.
It's on there.
It's on there.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.